Welcome back to SCWCT. I'm Chef T, your host. And we are going to cover the news, pretty much what we do all the time. So I got this article on Science Daily, and it's talking about probiotic coffee and tea drinks. Pretty interesting stuff there. Then we're going to move along to prevention.com, which is getting into the topic surrounding, can eating a burnt orange bring back senses of taste and smell after COVID-19? Then lastly, we're going to touch on some XRP news. XRP tumbles despite former Amazon executive joining Ripple as engineering lead. So funny when they put these sort of like, I guess in a way it's kind of like clickbait, but I guess it helps them. It helps them with algorithm and all that stuff. Anyway, let's move on. Let's go to the first topic here, guys. Science Daily. So Science Daily is talking about probiotic coffee and tea drinks. So good news for those who need a cup to start the day. Food scientists have created new probiotic coffee and tea drinks that are packed with over 1 billion units of gut-friendly live probiotics. These non-dairy and plant-based beverages can be stored chilled or at room temperature for more than 14 days. So the good news for those who need, you know, this cup of coffee, they're infusing it, it seems like, with these probiotics. And I think the issue maybe the medical field is seeing is just gut bacteria, you know, good gut bacteria and digestive issues, I would say, is probably like one of the big things that's becoming problematic, I would say. And a lot of it really has to do with just what you're eating. You know, high sugar diets can cause a lot of issues in your gut. In your body, creates inflammation. So definitely something you want to really pay attention to. So supervised by Associate Professor Lu Shai Qiang, I think that's how you say it. Sorry if I messed that up. From the Department of Food Science and Technology at the NUS Facility of Science, the two doctoral students who worked on these two new beverages assert that their drinks have a great taste and can be stored chilled or at room temperature for about 14 weeks without compromising on their probiotic availability. So traditional probiotic carriers like yogurts or cultured milks are dairy-based products. The rise in veganism, along with the common health issues like lactose intolerance, high cholesterol, and allergies to dairy proteins, have simulated the trend in non-dairy probiotics, food, and beverages. Coffee and tea are two of the most popular drinks around the world and are both plant-based infusions. As such, they act as a perfect vehicle for carrying and delivering probiotics to consumers. Most commercially available probiotic coffee and tea drinks are unfermented. Their team has created a new range of these beverages using the fermentation process as it produces healthy and compounds that improve nutrients digestibility while retaining the health benefits associated with coffee and tea, explained Professor Liu. A new probiotic tea. To create a new probiotic tea, Ms. Wang Ru, a doctor student from NUS Food Science and Technology, added nutrients into a tea infusion, followed by a careful selection of specific probiotics. The tea mixture is left to ferment for 2 days, after which it is ready to drink, and any kind of brewed tea can be used in this process and throughout the fermentation process. The original flavor of the tea is largely retained with fruity and floral notes introduced. The probiotic tea tastes like fruit tea with a little bit of acidity and a similar mouthfeel to the original tea. Drinkers can add sweeteners and milk or cream based on their preferences, said Ms. Wong. Many health benefits of tea, such as antioxidant, anti-inflammatory properties, have been linked to containing polyphenol molecules. By using the patent fermentation process, so the tea are retained, and an additional antibacterial agent is produced after fermentation. The drink also contains live probiotics, which promotes gut health. So they get into like the new probiotic coffee. The formalization is tricky. This is what they're saying, especially relating to the type and an amount of nutrients added in the probiotic combination. Not every type of probiotic can grow in coffee brews. Adding too few nutrients will not enable probiotic growth, while adding too many nutrients will give an unpleasant taste, Mrs. Chang say. Pretty cool stuff, guys. Pretty cool stuff. Always nice to hear creativity happening behind the scenes in the food science technology world. So here on prevention.com, if I can actually get the site back open, which is, I don't know what just happened there. But basically they were talking about, can eating a burnt orange bring back lost senses to taste and smell after COVID-19? So they have this blog post here. They talk about research show that lost senses of smell and taste can be, a lingering side effect to COVID-19 patients. And I think many of us have seen this already, or at least heard it, not seen it, but saw it on TV, like news, whatever social platform you watch or listen to. A viral social media hack suggests eating a burnt orange mix with brown sugar can help people revive their senses. Doctors are convinced this trick works, but they say people can try scent training if they are struggling with loss of smell and taste. So loss and smell of taste wasn't one of the original COVID-19 symptoms referenced by the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, last spring, but it was eventually added to the agency's official list after a growing number of people that's been coming out with this particular symptom in their research found that many people who contracted the coronavirus experienced this unusual symptom. Now, a January 2021 study published in the Journal of Internal Medicine has found that nearly 86%, 2,581 COVID-19 patients studied experienced a loss of taste and smell from the novel coronavirus. The researchers also found that 15% hadn't covered their sense of taste and smell 60 days after infection, while nearly 5% were in the same situation 6 months later. Enter the burnt orange hack. Social media is filled with testimonials from people who swear eating a charred orange mixed with brown sugar helped them regain their sense of taste and smell after having COVID-19. So there's a video on TikTok. There's a link. I'll have the prevention.com link, but once you go on this blog and you want to see it for yourself, there's a TikTok user called Jamaican Remedy. You click the link in here. I guess you can actually see the video. I actually didn't even see the video, to be honest with you. Before she eats the mixture and then says, I waited 2 weeks for this. And you know, that's something she says. So they basically, there's another TikTok user that said she was able to taste Dijon mustard after eating a burnt orange. She did point out, though, that it could have been a coincidence. So who knows? But if that's the case, I guess that's good news in some way, right? So hopefully somebody can regain their taste if they're having issues. So first, why do some people lose their senses of taste and smell after COVID-19? So this is a common side effect of viruses that replicate in your nose and throat, says Richard Watkins, MD, infectious disease physician and professor of medicine at the Northeast Ohio Medical University. Viruses can cause inflammation, and swelling in the nasal passage, and that can cause congestion, tamping down your senses in the process. But why this symptom lingers in some people is not totally clear. The receptors for the virus have been found in the special lining of the nasal cavity that contains the olfactory smell nerves that are the first to detect odors in the air, explains researchers Eric Holbrook, MD, director of rhinology at the Massachusetts Eye and Ear and associate professor of head and neck surgery at Harvard Medical School. Although these receptors have not been found on the nerves themselves, the surrounding damage from the infections likely causes the smell loss. So your sense of smell is closely connected with the ability to taste, he adds, hence the loss of smell and taste. Important to note, COVID-19 does not make you physically lose taste buds. The good news, which lines the nasal cavity. So the epithelium, which lines your nasal cavity, have cells that can divide and regenerate those damaged nerves, Dr. Holbrook says, but they have to basically travel back to the brain and make proper connections. That can take time, he says. So they get into also a little lengthy article here, ways to help revive your sense and taste and smell after COVID-19. There's another article here. I mean, not another topic. I'm sorry. Here about what is the burnt orange hack, and can it really help bring back the sense of taste and smell? And yeah, a few more things. You guys can basically click that link in the bio to read further if you like. Let's move on to the next article. We're talking about XRP tumbles despite former Amazon executive joining Ripple as engineering lead. So XRP is the third or fourth cryptocurrency on CoinMarketCap. I've spoken about this particular currency a couple of times already besides Bitcoin. And Ripple is the company that pretty much helps to bring awareness to this currency and the ability to exchange fiat to fiat, and you know, help with a cross-border transferring of funds. It's by far one of the most superior digital currency that's out there. I think, and the ability to actually transfer X amount of money from one country to another within a few seconds doesn't even matter. You know, the quantity of the amount of the value that you're actually transferring. It's just, you know, it gets to the other party within a few seconds. It's so much faster than Bitcoin. And I think some would argue and say it's even more secure. So let's get into this article here. You guys can Google Ripple and XRP, and Ripple's the company. XRP is a digital currency. Yeah, that's pretty much it. And this article right here is found on Cointelegraph. The link is going to be in the podcast description. So basically, Amazon, Ripple hired an engineer from Amazon, Dev. He's been working, I think, at Amazon for about 15 years as an engineer, or at least doing engineering for the last 15 years. I forget. But let's see here. In a statement released today, Ripple CEO Brad Garlinghouse announced former Amazon Vice President of Delivery Experience, Dev Vara Veradahan, I think that's how you say his name. If I messed it up, I'm sorry, has joined Ripple as its new Senior Vice President of Engineering. So Brad tweeted out earlier today, actually, and you know, he said, Ripple's all-star engineering team continues to grow. Thrilled to welcome Dev as our new SVP of engineering. So Ripple continues to build out their company. despite the whole SEC lawsuit that's been going on, which would that's the lawsuit will be, I think is in probably about what, 6 weeks from now, I guess. So we'll see how that plant pans out. But interesting enough that UK actually came out earlier today or yesterday, announcing that XRP, the currency, digital currency that transfers value around the world, is an exchange. What did they name it? Exchange, a currency exchange, I think they named it or something like that. And said, and it was, they were very clear and they said, it's not a security. So really interesting stuff that the entire world is saying XRP is not a security. And here in the US, the SEC is thinking otherwise, at least right now. But I guess we'll see with the new administration coming in, how things are going to pan out and come together. So Dev has 15 years experience at Amazon. So it is 15 years experience at Amazon, where he worked on software development for more than a decade prior to becoming VP of delivery experience. He also spent 2 years developing cloud and enterprise software with Microsoft. With Ripple, Dev plans to place an emphasis on building architectural sound systems aligned with consumer and business needs. Though the price of XRP returned to 30 cents range last week, not really going to get into the whole price part, but XRP volatility has been a tribute to the whole SEC situation. And so once that clear up, XRP would continue to just, you know, shoot straight up like a skyrocket. So anyway, that's it for the crypto news on XRP for today. Hope you guys are doing well out there, staying safe, staying healthy. And I'll catch you guys on the next one. I'm Chef T. Thanks again for joining me right here on SEWCT. Peace.